Attic.com is brought to you by Patrick Eads and his staff at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Mike Zekees for Cars. GT Carr and his crew at Supple's Building and Remodeling. Supple's Flowers, home of 1-800-800-ROSE. The Midtown Family Restaurants. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. Senior Benefits. Wells Fargo Advisors, Premier Automotive in North Liberty, the Ox Yoke Inn and the Amanas, Streets Maintenance, Dr. Lance Forbes Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids, and Big Dog Tech Solutions. Here is Tom Suter, and to take the fifth, here's Pat Hardy from HawkFanatic.com.
Pat's taking the fifth.
Pat's taking
what,
the
rum,
fifth.
Rum, vodka, scotch, what? Is that what Dr. Fauci was talking about?
Yeah, it. You know, this is so ridiculous.
Yeah,
you know,
it is. But here, it's where we're at.
Yeah,
it's them hashed out.
Well, I had to take the first part because I thought he'd actually say. I didn't know he was going to continually take the fifth, but yeah. It makes sense. He's already answered all this crap before.
Yeah.
You know, it's just. And then Paul keeps wanting him in prison.
Yeah, so, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, there you go. So.
They got to do. I'm so tired. I stayed up and watched that game.
Basketball game, yeah, me too.
I didn't get to bed till like 11:30, and then the cat got up at 3. So.
Yeah, yeah, sounds like my night. I did a little better with sleep than you did, but yeah. Did you stay up too, Pat, or no?
I watched it, and then I remember falling asleep on the couch around 10:30.
Yeah, there you go.
And I ended up staying out on the couch the whole night. I was too lazy to go into my bed in my bedroom. I just slept on the couch the whole night and woke up around 6 because I knew I have car troubles I got to deal with. And I
oh, what a, fun. Joy.
I made a trip to a place today that didn't accomplish anything. Because I mean, I'm not knocking the place. I won't say who they're. Booked. They're booked until August 7th, and that's the problem with anything these days, man. Whether it's car service or like my air conditioner maintenance. I mean, everything is such a long waiting list for everything.
Yeah. And well, the air conditioner people are busting hump. Well,
oh, I know they are.
This time of year,
they've
especially.
Had to push my appointment. I mean, I'm doing my summer service. By the time they're doing my summer service, we're almost into September. I said to them, like, you know. The summer's almost over by the time. And they're like, you know, we feel, because I'm one of their clients. I pay like $180, $200 a year for, you get 10% off of all, blah, blah, blah. And they're going to give me $25 extra off my next service call because they felt bad. They've had to postpone twice on me because they're inundated with people's air conditioning.
Yeah. Well, and with the way the weather's been, of course, things are breaking down.
But it's still frustrating.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
No.
Now, I will say my neighbor recommended I have my physical today at 3:45, but I didn't want to starve myself all day today. So my neighbor's like, just go in the next today, meaning yesterday morning, get your blood. I had to wait like 10, 15 minutes. I was one of like 10 people that were in and out there getting their blood drawn.
It doesn't take long.
No, well, no, I just had to, there was literally people coming in and out, and I was talking to the nurse. She said she does about 10,000 a year, blood draws.
Wow.
Which is incredible. And that was, I think I got it like around 8:30, 9 o'clock. And I haven't heard back from them, so can I assume that if there was something life-threatening, I would have probably heard back from them by now?
Yeah, either that or they didn't think you'd live long enough to pay the bill.
Oh. Or to answer the phone.
No, and I had a flare-up of arthritis again, and I contacted my doctor. I couldn't believe it. I just spoke with her a couple days ago, and I got an appointment on Monday.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Couldn't believe it. Yeah.
Oh, will you get an injection or?
Well, they'll set up things. They'll put me back on the medicine and get me an infusion.
Well, usually when I do my physical, they draw the blood there, so the doctor doesn't have any of the results. This time, she'll have the results when I go in there.
That's the way to do it.
3:45, and then she'll you know, she'll check my heart. They'll check my weight. They do that thing in your ear and all that stuff. And so, yeah. Again, though, I kept waiting for the phone to ring yesterday. With a call from them, and I haven't again. So I think I'm safe as far as anything serious. Since your experience with this, you're saying that if it was something, they would have called me by now if there was something really, really serious.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you're fine.
But yeah, and then I got to take my car in Friday to Billion at 12:30. I've got an appointment with them, and you know, I try to take my business to AJ because he is. I mean, he's been advertised. We're good friends, and but Billion, I give him credit. They're the ones who's with the issues I have. They're like, you need to go to the Honda dealership that does Honda. So, Billion's going to have me in at 12:30, and I'm not. I'm really worried about that. It was making a loud scrape.
Yeah, that ain't great.
Well, it was making a loud scraping sound last night, and I thought for sure it was the power steering fluid. And then they looked at it today, and they're like, well, it's electric, so it's not fluid. It still could be power steering, but it's more. I know I need new brake pads. And so hopefully it's just, so we'll see. I mean, but it was making a weird sound yesterday, but then it just stopped.
Well, brake pads aren't that expensive when you get into the rotors.
Yeah, it can
get it can get a little pricey.
But I was told though, if it's the rotors, anytime if the rotors are really bad, you put your foot on the brake, you're going to hear. I hardly ever hear anything when I put my. I don't hear anything when I put my foot on the brake.
You don't hear grinding?
No, I don't hear a grinding when I put my foot on the brakes. But if it's rotors, I got to replace them.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully it's just the pads. And then I need to, I got a sensor that just a lot of stuff. I mean, the engine's fine. The car's running fine. The air conditioning works great and everything. Yeah. So,
it won't be as bad as you think.
The worst thing to have is check engine. And I'm not having any of that. It's all related to the brakes, tire pressure, and power steering. So we'll see, and I'll take it out to Billion at 12:30 on Friday, and I'll give them credit. That's the quickest I could get in anywhere, 2 days away.
Because
the other place I looked at today couldn't get me until August 8th, at the earliest. Yeah. So I can't go
yeah,
2 weeks without driving my car. And I want to try to drive the car as little as I can, so I'm not sure how I'm going to get out here Friday. Tom, I may need another ride.
I know where you live, so.
Well, I may do.
And I'm coming out here anyway.
Well, but I still have to get my car out to Billion at 12. So we'll see. I'll deal with it later. And we'll deal with Let's talk Hawks.
Well, we can.
Hawks.
Yes. Hawks cars are working beautifully.
There you go.
All of them.
Big news out of there yesterday was that they're going to sign an extension to the Cy-Hawk football series, which I'm all for. I know some Iowa fans are strongly against it, but I'm all for it. I think a state like ours with low population, you have two power conference teams from two different conferences, play them. You should have them play
I agree with you, and as a fan, I will say that game always gets me fired up. So I absolutely want to win that
game. And Iowa's record over the last 27 years is 14-13 in the series. It's so competitive. Iowa State's won three of the last four. The complaint used to be that Iowa State wasn't competitive enough. They didn't deserve to play Iowa every year. Now they do.
Well, so they do.
And I'm not surprised that they're renewing this. I figured that's what Beth and Jamie were going to do, and that was the news. Beth announced that they're going to have something signed here soon. And I'm all for it. And if anyone wants to call and give their opinion against it, most of the people I talk to, well, it gives us no scheduling flexibility, but I still don't
think... Well, and that is true.
That is true, but I don't think that they're going to start scheduling Notre Dame and Alabama and LSU and teams like that. And maybe they would. I mean, I love
it. Well, what will kill it will be when the leagues go to 10 games.
Well, what I like is...
10 league games.
When that... I'm not sure when that's going to happen. I think that's too many. I
agree with you, but I think that would kill because we got to have at least two games.
That you can win?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know when. I mean, we don't know for sure when 10 games. To me, that's just too many. I mean, and then they did basically say yesterday that they are strongly endorsing a 2014 playoff and that the Big Ten championship game and all conference championship games are going to be eliminated, which I've got. I mean, I see both sides to it, but I'm worried that with football, the same thing's happening like with basketball. The only thing that's going to matter anymore is postseason. I mean, no matter what you do in the regular season, the only purpose of the regular season now is to try to be one of the teams that makes the playoff, just like the NCAA tournament. And to me, I mean...
Well, you know, and we see exactly what you're saying happened with the men's program at Iowa last year and the women's program. People view the men's... season as a smashing success because of making
three
the Elite
games.
Eight, and they were 10-10 in the conference.
You could argue that the women had a better season overall.
They did.
Body of work.
But it was a reverse.
But they only won one game in the tournament that matters, whereas the men won three, and that changes the narrative. And I get it. I don't necessarily agree with it. I'm still old-fashioned. I think the regular season means a lot, but that's the direction we're going. 76 teams in the tournament. 24 teams soon to be in the football playoff, and Kirk is 424, and I get it. Why wouldn't he be?
Sure.
At a school like Iowa, that gives you a legitimate chance every year of making the playoffs, where even at 12, it's a long shot. 8, it was a long shot. 4 was almost virtually impossible. I mean, they came close a couple times. But 24, they go Iowa should be in probably a 3 about every. But, you know, Iowa has a chance to be in every year. They won't. They're not always.
They have a chance.
They don't finish every year ranked in the top 25, but they have a legitimate chance every year once it expands to 24. So that was kind of the big news out of there. And
Possible they're looking at maybe air conditioning Carver. Did you see that as well?
I did not see that one, and good luck with that. Wouldn't that be? I mean, that's been proposed for a while, but I've always been told that it's too expensive.
Well, that's what we've always been told. Well, we'll see.
I mean, this isn't the first time this has been
mentioned. But if they did that, when they're not using it, they could bring in concerts.
Well, yeah, they could bring in stuff during the summer. Now they can't do that because it's just too damn hot.
And it might pay for in the long run, it might pay for the air conditioning.
Yeah, I think that would probably be the purpose of it. You know, start having concerts and what have you. So
that'd be great.
I think that would be great if they could figure out a way to balance the expenses with what you can earn. And did they say for sure, or they're just thinking about it?
No, not for sure. They're hiring an architect to get feasibility studies, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So no, it's not for sure.
And I know
that they're interested
and this has been an ongoing storyline. I know this has been debated for years about figuring out ways to air condition Carver. So we'll see. If they do that, that would obviously be a step forward. And I'd like to start seeing bands and other things besides sporting events at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Why not use it like other places use there? I mean, Louisville, where they play Freedom Hall, where Louisville plays, hell, that's the last Grateful Dead show I ever saw in 1994 was Freedom Hall in Louisville, Kentucky.
So now I assume the administrative offices are air-conditioned, correct?
Oh, yes.
Once you leave
the arena and start going up the tunnel, that's where the air starts.
See, and they could have not just concerts, but business meetings, seminars.
Lots of different things.
Yeah, if it was air-conditioned. So it might pay for itself.
Because basically it kind of just shuts down during the summer.
Yeah.
And
I had a CPR class there that I attended in the summer, and it was broiling in there.
Well, isn't graduation, don't they do graduation?
Oh, yeah, and it's a billion degrees.
Yeah, and so, yeah, that to me, that's enough of a reason to do it, just to make it so graduation's unbearable. Because I've had people, because graduation, what, mid- late May, it could start getting hot, but when you get all those people into something that's in the ground,
it
gets hot. I've heard a lot of people say it's brutal.
What about those things they're selling on TV that are little teeny boxes with fans in them?
They'll take care of the same thing as a 10,000 BTU air conditioner.
They'll cool the whole room, and it's sitting on their nightstand.
I wonder what it would cost to air condition Carver. I'm guessing they haven't released any figures yet. If you had to guess, what do you think it would be?
Like $5 million?
I was thinking $5 million.
That's what I think.
That would be my guess.
So we all were thinking that, and we have no idea what we're talking about.
No, so it's probably more.
Probably more.
But, again, you could bring in so much stuff that it could
What makes me wonder, though, is they want to discuss doing air conditioning at the same time they're trying to pay off this COVID loan. And you saw the story in the Gazette recently.
Where they extended the loan.
They haven't paid much of the COVID loan off yet. They seem to be kind of behind in payments.
They paid $5 million off?
Yeah, they still owe at least $45 million on the COVID loan. So,
and they stretched it out to 30 years instead of 15?
Guys,
we
ain't going to live long enough to see them.
Well, we aren't.
No.
No.
I don't think he is either.
Well, probably not.
But other people are.
Yeah.
But I haven't read the story. Let's see if I can. Did you guys read the story in the Gazette?
Yeah, I did. But, I mean, they're going to keep stretching it out.
And that's not necessarily a good thing.
No, of course it's interest. Not.
More interest involved. And that may end up being what prevents them from doing air conditioning. You know, so we'll see. Maybe they're completely unrelated, but I can't.
They're probably different pots of money.
I know, but it's all coming from the athletic department, though, isn't it? I mean, the athletic department's the one paying off the loan.
I would think that Carver would, if they air condition it,
is going to be a university expense.
Yeah, it's not going
to. Okay, well, again, though, who's owed the money? Who's owed the $45 million? The university.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I could see the university saying, hey, until we get more of this loan paid off, we can't justify this. I'm just throwing that out there.
No, they could say that.
You're
right, they could say that. But it's like so many multiple pots of money
that's the thing.
They grab it from. Hello?
Yeah, when they were thinking of building that place, they were
talking about bringing like that west side, that hill area, bringing air in under that hill, which would be like 55, 60 degrees, and then running that through, because when you get that many people in the arena, you know, the heat goes up.
Sure,
yeah. And they always have to keep sucking that heat out.
So sure.
It'll probably be something with an underground water exchange or something like that, probably, that they've developed now. But anyway, like that's all I know.
Like you mean geothermal?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And geothermal.
The air exchange.
Yeah. Geothermal is expensive just for a house.
Yeah, thanks. What is it for a house?
$25,000 to $35,000.
Jesus. Was that guy done talking?
I thought so.
But he ate.
So, sorry if we accidentally cut you off.
Sorry.
But he brings up a good point. I hadn't thought about the water. And, yeah. But yeah, 5 years into a 15-year, $50 million loan, the University of Iowa athletics department took from the main campus in the throes of COVID. It shaved just $5 million off the amount due and now plans to take longer to pay back the originally promised. So that's going to be a lot of
More interest.
A lot more interest money.
Yeah.
Let's see, a contract amendment signed by UI Athletic Director Beth Goetz and UI CFO and Treasurer Terry Johnson at the start of the 2026 budget year doubles the time the athletic department has to pay back the $50 million to 30 years while holding the interest rate at the same 2.5 it started at in 2021 for the full 30-year term. Now, that's obviously a very good interest rate.
It is.
The original loan agreement signed in 2021 gave UI Athletics 15 years to pay off the $50 million and required the interest rate to be repriced every 5 years, not to exceed 5%. So, let's see. The loan was amended effective July 1st, 2025 to modify the term from 15 years to 30 years and set the interest rate at 2.5% for the full term. UI spokesman Steve Schmatke said the agreement is not repricing the interest rate every 5 years as required in the original loan agreement. So, I mean, it's just basically, I guess, can we interpret that as it hasn't been as easy as maybe they thought paying off the loan. Is that fair to say?
That's probably true, yeah.
But, you know, they've had to hire a new men's basketball coach. There's been the last settlement they had during the previous athletic director regime. That isn't that long. They've had a lot of expenses.
Well, they've basically paid off roughly $1 million a year. So at that rate, it would take 50 years plus interest.
Yeah, so they're going to have to up the amount they're paying. And that's the only reason I brought up, okay, you're doing all this and now you're thinking about air conditioning. I know you've got all these different cash streams and what have you, but still, it's a delicate balancing act with that loan out there.
It is, and there's a lot of money.
And how many other Big Ten schools do we know that took out loans like that during COVID? Athletic departments.
Don't know.
I don't think it was many, though, because I think that was one of some people ask me, why is Iowa doing this when other schools aren't? I don't know.
There's
some
athletic departments that are in dire straits, and others are, you know, like Michigan and Ohio State.
And Iowa's obviously not in dire straits. I mean, but still, they've got this
loan. No, but they do owe $45 million to the parent institution.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily a good thing. And that's the only reason I'm a little pessimistic about the air conditioning. I'd love to see it, and if they are, maybe somebody can explain that they're completely unrelated cash flow streams. But if it involves the same entity, they can't be just completely unrelated.
What Beth said yesterday was that it was going to be, it would be a university expense to do the air conditioning, and not an athletic department expense.
Again, I say that, but who's owed the $45 million?
Well, the university.
That's what I'm saying. So, it's the university is taking on a lot to do the air conditioning and still owed $45 million. It'll be interesting to see how it works out.
University of Iowa, Ohio State University, $48 million loan. University of Arizona, $55 million loan.
This is all from the COVID.
Yes. Rutgers University, $21.5 million loan. University of Colorado, $18 million as an advance. Many schools had to stretch out their repayments and alter their loans due to slow principal reduction.
So Iowa was one of three Big Ten schools you named there. Ohio State, Rutgers, and Iowa.
And Iowa.
University of Wisconsin is $47 million.
Okay, there's four
in debt.
Oh, but they didn't take out a loan.
Yeah, they did take out a loan.
Okay,
that's yes.
Yeah, I know Wisconsin's finances have been are problematic. The state of Illinois has been problematic.
They've had trouble for years.
Very big trouble.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how Iowa navigates this.
Nebraska took out a loan.
Well, there's...
Took out a $35 million
loan. So that's, we're up to five.
And Iowa's is the second biggest behind Ohio. You said Ohio State's was 55?
Yeah.
God, that's crazy when you think about how much money Ohio State makes.
With their endowments and stuff.
But think about how much money Ohio State spends, too, though. They just spend. So five. So you mentioned five of the 18 Big Ten teams. So, of course, Iowa is in a minority group.
Yeah, that's all they had on.
So, but yeah, I mean, I remember when they took out the loan, there was mixed feelings. Some people were like, why are they doing this? And but, you know, I mean, if you have to do it, you have to do it. I mean, it's business. And
ties into the news that we were carrying all morning, COVID.
Well, yeah, and then also there were some people that thought Iowa overreacted when they eliminated – what was it, four sports? Remember when all that stuff happened? There was a lot of people saying that
swimming.
The criticism that I kept getting back then was they thought Iowa was panicking and was doing this when they didn't need to because so many other schools weren't doing it. But I think it's hard to compare other schools. You just don't know the circumstances. And Iowa's not the only school that eliminates sports, but remember, they eliminated two women's sports, too, but then they had to bring them back because of all the protests.
And, of course, all of the financial stuff changed with the $20.5 million that they have to provide for players every year. The finances have completely changed in the last 5 years.
Well, Kirk's big concern is he thinks we're headed back to the 70s. I mean, he said that yesterday when he got here in 81, Iowa finally broke the stranglehold that Michigan and Ohio State had on the Big Ten. They were the only teams that went to the Rose Bowl in the 70s. Kirk's worried that it's headed back in that direction because he says unless we get more guidelines and structure with NIL and everything, it's the rich are just going to continue to get richer. Everyone thinks everyone's on the same playing field now because they all get 25.
Well, they're not.
There's outside NIL entities, as there should be. I mean, to me, athletics is no different than it's a free market competition, but Kirk's really worried that it's going to go back to those days. But the thing is,
but you did just have Indiana.
I think some people still think that's a fluke, and when Cignetti's gone, that Indiana is going to go back to where they were. Maybe not as bad. Whereas Ohio State is Ohio State no matter what.
I mean,
they're just going to be Ohio State.
They've had two losing seasons in the last 30 years.
Yeah, I mean it's incredible what they do. And they do that no matter what the circumstances are. Ohio State was really good prior to NIL, and they're really good with NIL.
Yep.
And I think that's Kirk's concern, though, that until they get more structure, he didn't really endorse the Save College Sports Act. I mean, we've all looked at that. I mean, there's good and bad with that. But again, I still don't think the solution should be political.
Not at all. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey, I just tuned in. Did you guys talk about this patch income that they're getting now?
Patch?
Like
Ohio State got $15 million.
Culver's. They've got Culver's.
Yeah.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin has Culver's on. Was it Wisconsin or was it Ohio State that added Culver's? I think it's Wisconsin.
No. Wisconsin did.
Yeah, Ohio State added Chase Bank.
That's right.
Notre Dame hired, I don't know, some sort of crazy thing, but that's a differentiation between athletic budgets now too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
and everybody's getting the same thing. It's beyond NIL now. It's corporate income.
Yep.
You know, on this patch deal. So it's just I'm just trying to think of who would be a natural for Iowa to sign.
John Deere,
KCJJ,
John Deere,
big letters on the shoulder pads of the mighty KCJJ captain 16th. Yeah. Would you like that?
Oh, how about Cancer Institute?
How about John Deere?
John Deere would be one that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. That would be one.
Yeah.
But they're really
like just bizarre.
No, businesses taking over college sports.
Yeah, and the I see that now certain pro teams are listed on the stock exchange. They're publicly traded companies.
Wow.
Like the Atlanta Braves are a publicly traded company. I think Madison Square Garden, which owns the Knicks and something, publicly traded companies. It's just times are changing.
Well, when you get that much money involved, you know, I mean, the TV, just the TV contracts alone are mind-boggling. They're so big.
Well, eventually, it's going to look like maybe not as bad, but it's going to look like NASCAR
and professional soccer.
Yeah,
and there was a defensive lineman.
And golf.
A defensive lineman that just signed a $152 million contract for 4 years. I'd never even heard of the guy.
Well, there's a D-back that just signed a $64 million contract for 2 years. The guy from Ohio, Denzel Ward. No, and John
Deere. Incredible.
I mean, Mediacom's got their, they're on the basketball court,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, John Deere, though, I don't know about, I mean, they've been leaving Iowa.
I know. I don't know how.
So I don't know
what their financial situation is. I mean, 30, 40 years ago, Maytag would have been an obvious
easy choice.
Something unique to hear. What's down in Muscatine? What's the big business?
It used to be Bandag.
But that's
Pond Industries.
But yes, something like John Deere.
GPC, grain processing.
So I wonder, like, if a utility company like Mid-American or
Bandag was down there.
Do you think, like, Mid-American or Alliant Energy or something would have the kind of money to do?
Maybe.
And see, that kind of stuff, the patching, that's how you help pay off the big loans and how you pay for air conditioning.
Are you trying to think of Musco Lighting?
Well, that's another one, Musco Lighting. But are they big in, how big, is Musco Lighting worth as much as John Deere? I mean.
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so.
My favorite part of that, it happened in real time on X, and it was entertaining because Ohio State announced their jersey patch. For whatever reason, all of these Notre Dame fans started saying, we would never do that. That's a sign of a poverty program. Within like 2 hours, they announced SoFi will be on the Notre Dame patch.
Notre Dame's no different. Yeah,
Culver's. I've never seen a take age that poorly that quickly.
Culver's is perfect because it originates in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it is perfect.
Yeah.
And Culver's is good.
I'm trying to think of what's like the biggest restaurant chain that originates in Iowa. Is it Pancheros?
Well, it's not much of a chain, is it?
Well, there's there's Pancheros in a lot of different places.
Yeah, it's growing.
Is it?
Yeah. Look it up, Captain. See how many. I mean, it's not. I mean, I think there's this perception that it's just in Iowa, and it's not. But, I mean, as far as a food, Iowa doesn't really have a Culver's type thing, do they?
No.
I mean, Culver's is everywhere. But, yeah, if you see these professional golfers, I mean, they'll have four or five different things on their shirts, have stuff on their hat.
They'll all look like NASCAR drivers.
Yeah, they all look like NASCAR drivers. And I think, you watch, we're going to start seeing it on helmets.
Do you know it?
Largest restaurant and food chains in Iowa by total number are Subway, Starbucks, and McDonald's.
Yeah, but they're not unique to Iowa.
They're not based in Iowa.
But they're not unique to Iowa.
Scooters, coffee, no, there's nothing unique to Iowa.
Culver's is unique to Wisconsin because that's where it originates.
No, there's nothing unique to Iowa.
I mean, Pancheros, but it probably isn't big enough to be put in that type of category.
Yeah, it's not that big enough.
But no, the patching is probably something that they're thinking about doing, and they're probably thinking, you know, this is what we can use to help pay for air conditioning and get through. I mean, because they're thinking of new revenue streams as they're faced with all these debts, and it'll be interesting to see.
No, they'll have patches. I mean, that's what, you know.
It's coming.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to
figure out. Oh, yeah, it's happening,
But you would like it to be something unique to the state of Iowa, but they don't have a lot to choose from. Would you like
something ag, maybe?
Well, John Deere.
Or Monsanto, you know, one of those kind of companies.
Yeah.
I mean, is John Deere doing well financially right now?
I'm not sure. Not so sure of that.
They've been pulling out a lot of.
Company they pick, if they do the air conditioning, whatever company they pick, there would probably be some type of maybe sharing. The company might figure in to the cost, the exposure they get from having done the project and getting Iowa's endorsement. Wouldn't that be worth some money?
Who knows? You know, they'll certainly try to do stuff like that.
John Deere is navigating a mixed financial period marked with a severe downturn in large agriculture equipment sales, offset by resilience in construction and small agriculture. So, 50-50.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Dairy Queen started in Iowa at the restaurant.
Oh,
who is it?
Dairy Queen. I was not aware of that.
Warren Buffett owns it, and he's in Nebraska.
Oh, he owns Dairy Queen?
Yeah, the end for knowledge, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, Dairy Queen would be, that's obviously got that national brand. Speaking of Omaha, I've got a book here, and we got a story up on our site right now that Mike Halas wrote. We're going to have this gentleman on sometime next week, maybe Monday. His name's William Hughes. He's the president and owner of Nebraska Beef in Omaha. He just had a book published, Standing Up for the Hawkeyes, the legitimate 1960 college football national champion and number one ranked team. This whole book is about why he thinks Evyshevsky's last team that went 8-1 deserves to be the national champion over Minnesota, even though Minnesota beat Iowa that year 27-10.
27-10.
He's got a lot of arguments, like 8 of the 9 teams Iowa played were ranked. That was a very good team. That team was loaded with star players. Wilbur and Hollis was the quarterback. They did go 8-1. They beat Notre Dame the last game. Evie's last game, he beat Notre Dame 28-0. So, but yeah, it's I've got the book here in my hand, and we're going to have this gentleman on next week sometime. Again, his name is William Hughes, and the foreword is written by former Iowa quarterback Gordy Bohannon. Here you see the book right here. It's got a ton of really neat old colored photos. It's got all the newspaper clips from that season, and so it's interesting. I give this guy credit. This was a kind of a passion of his, and when you're in his kind of position with power and a little bit of money, you can make something like this happen. And man, I asked for them to send me a copy of the book. I got it the very next day.
Wow.
And that's how quickly they got it to me. So yeah, I'll let you guys know. I'm hoping to have him on next Monday, and he's already said that he'll be on, and it'll be interesting to see what his arguments are. I haven't read the whole book yet. But he's got like photos, and in this book they said Bernie Wyatt was the toughest guy on the 1960 team.
He was a tough SOB.
He was a tough coach too. He was
and a hell of a recruiter.
Yeah, he was a great recruiter for Iowa and unfortunately for Wisconsin too. And Bernie passed away not so long ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, Standing Up for the Hawkeyes is what this book is called, and it's out now. It's available. I'm not sure where it's available, but we'll have him explain all that stuff. And but yeah, he's the president of Nebraska Beef in Omaha, and so yeah, I just figured I'd give that a plug. And if you want to read about the article, Mike wrote a really nice article, very in depth, and it's up on the site right now. We posted it yesterday, and on his reasons why he thinks the 1960 team deserves it, and yeah, because prior to that, the 59 team only went 5-4. So then Evie comes back, he goes 8-1, then he quits.
Yeah, that was Olin Treadway's team, the 5-4 team.
Suggestions in the chat room. Someone said Happy Joe's. That ain't happening. They were purchased by...
But are they unique to Iowa? Did they start in Iowa?
They were, yeah. Yes.
They did start in Iowa, yeah. Okay.
Someone like maybe the Iowa Beef Processors.
Pioneer Seeds.
Yeah.
Oh, Pioneer's one, yeah.
Pork Producers.
Hy-Vee started corn. In Iowa, but it's more of a Kansas City thing, but it started in Iowa. Hy-Vee.
Yeah. Oh, God, Hy-Vee. That's right. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Hy-Vee and John Deere would probably be the number...
Fairway could.
Yeah, Fairway, but Hy-Vee's a little bigger than Fairway. But Hy-Vee did originate here in Iowa. Yeah, they would be one. I could see the Hy-Vee logo right on the shoulder pad there.
Iowa corn is...
Like, yeah.
Yeah. No. There are some now that I think about it. And again, you get that patching going, and that could help pay for air conditioning. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. It depends how their agreements are structured. You know, where does this money go to?
Casey's.
Oh yeah, Casey's another one that you.
But all the players would have to smoke. But other than that.
And drink hard liquor. But they'd have good pizza.
God dang good pizza.
It is interesting, though, how you, like, when I walk into the Casey's right down by my street there, you're right in, and the first thing
Scott
is you're greeted by liquor.
Yeah, two rows of it.
Yeah, hard liquor, not the beer. The beer, you got to go back to the cooler.
And, yeah,
you're
and
greeted
then
with big bottles of hard liquor.
Where do you have snacks? You
know? Well, they got plenty of snacks.
They do, but they're...
There are two or three aisles inside the store.
Yeah.
They want the first thing you see, apparently, to be liquor.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, another good one that has kind of Midwest roots, not necessarily Iowa, but Caterpillar.
No?
Illinois for about... 80 years.
No, you're right. That's another one that just the name, it jumps right out. You know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's another one.
How about Case IH?
They're worth about $400 billion. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
they could afford it.
Yeah. What about Case IH?
Case IH. Yeah.
So is Caterpillar worth more than John Deere?
Probably.
Yeah, I think it is. I remember we were covering it when I was in the Muscatine Quad Cities, and the union guy said, we're going to bring this company to its knees, and they did, but then they recovered, and they recovered big time.
But if you're a company that's going to install air conditioning at Carver, wouldn't you want some of the branding and advertisement as part of it, and wouldn't you be willing to maybe to cut the price? I mean, you know, you guys have done trade. Wouldn't that be a way to maybe cut some of the costs?
A little
too?
Bit, but it's still going to be
Still going to be a lot, but still you could maybe cut some of the costs just from the exchange of branding. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yeah. Lennox or Trane.
Because my guess is whoever
Lennox is an Iowa company.
My guess is whoever does the air conditioning, if it happens. Now, remember, this has not been approved by any means, but whoever does it, they're going to want their name all over that arena, aren't they?
Trane is their slogan. You can't stop a train. They could say you can't stop a train. You can't stop the Hawkeyes. They could tie it into that.
Well, isn't Shaw Plumbing and Heat, isn't that unique to Iowa? That's a Shaw's. That's who I use.
I don't think that's a
that's
big
enough. That's not a big,
that's
enough,
not big enough?
No.
Okay, so who's the biggest company like that in Iowa?
Well, I mean, Lennox is a manufacturer, and they started in Iowa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're huge.
They are.
Yeah. Shaw's growing, though, I will say. I'm starting to see a lot more, because what I used to use, Pribble, and then Shaw bought them out. That's kind of how I've kind of moved over to Shaw Plumbing and Heating. But, no, it's going to be interesting to see all this stuff.
Yeah, but Lennox, Shaw's like they have brands. Lennox is...
Lennox is a manufacturer that sells to people like Shaw.
Yeah, Shaw sells Lennox equipment.
Yeah.
Yes. Because so, I used to have a Lennox furnace. Now I've got a, I can't remember what brand I have now.
Lennox International Stock. Well, it's down today, but it's...
Well, everything's down today. Why is why is everything down today? Fauci?
No. The war is effed up.
Yeah, but there's been days where the war has been effed up and the stock market's soaring.
I know.
What's unique about that?
Yeah, I don't know. No idea how.
No, it doesn't reflect anything, but it does reflect when they attack us and then the stocks go down and then we attack them. And
the stocks go back up.
Yeah, it's...
We haven't attacked for a few days, though, now, have we?
No, because we're...
Low on munitions?
Well, that's what... Even the vice president saying that, Trump saying it's not true, it's fake. But even Vance said yesterday that we're getting low on emissions.
And it's understandable. We've done a lot of bombing.
Yeah. Yeah, you can only do so much.
Yeah. I was going to say, let's take a break, and then the phone rings.
Call says no. Well, the show must go on.
That's business.
Oh, that's business?
Okay.
That could be John Deere on the line right now.
Sure could.
Put their logo all over here. Work out a trade.
They can.
Be right back.
1-800-800-ROSE. Your FTD florist is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country. 1-800-800-ROSE. It's so easy. Just remember one number. 1-800-800-ROSE. Your FTD florist. 1-800-800-ROSE. Remember.
Don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Pertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Pertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Pertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and PertineandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
If you live outside the city, you already know the struggle. Slow internet, drop calls, endless buffering, and promises from providers that never deliver. Well, now, things have changed. Big Dog Tech Solutions is proud to now offer Starlink Home Internet, bringing high-speed satellite internet to homes, farms, shops, cabins, and RVs across eastern Iowa and beyond. Starlink delivers fast, reliable internet where traditional providers can't. And Big Dog Tech Solutions makes it easy, setting up installation, networking, Wi-Fi setup, and local expertise you can actually call and talk to. So whether you're working from home, streaming TV, running security cameras, gaming, or just tired of terrible internet, it's time to upgrade. Call Big Dog Tech today at 319-395-0800. Or go to bigdogtech.net, that's bigdogtech.net, and ask about Starlink, technology that works where you live.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. As an Iowa City native, I know how frustrating it can be when any part of your plumbing system breaks down. That's why I only use trusted brands and quality materials. I offer same-day, next-day service coupled with a fair price. I also offer general services to mobile homes. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483.
Streets Maintenance. Honest plumbing at a fair price.
Your life is always changing, and a lot of things can affect how and what you save. So a good retirement plan changes with your life. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we believe conversation leads to financial clarity. So start a conversation today. Wells Fargo Advisors. Together, we'll go far. For information locally, call 338-3799 or 866-217-2369. Or stop by 501 12th Avenue, Suite 201, Coralville. Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
Hawkeye fans, you love watching the black and gold. You know Hawkeye black and gold. As a Hawkeye fan, there are no better colors than the Hawkeye black and gold. Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. When you're buying, selling, or refinancing your property, consider the green and white team, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Give us a call at 351-8600. Hawkeye Title and Settlement. The team you love, the people you trust.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental Team provide superior care for your entire family.
This is Leah Pesha, and I've been saying, hit a deer, call Premier, for years, and it works. Deer divots and dings do damage, but Premier Auto will do right by you. That's what my dad Nathan's driving at and dreams about. Do yourself a favor. When your car is dinged, be a deer and call Premier. The deer don't like Premier, but you will. Premier Automotive, North Liberty's premier auto body repair shop.
Hit a deer? Call Premier. When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. Daily specials at each location, and no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you.
GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit supples.net or call them today at 319-337-2246.
If you're looking for a trusted insurance guidance from someone who truly understands your needs, you can turn to me, Tiffany Rao, independent insurance agent. I specialize in Medicare and senior products, and I also offer coverage for those under 65 through the ACA marketplace, along with long-term care and cancer insurance plans. As a proud second-generation insurance professional, I bring local expertise and personal touch you can count on. Call me today at 319-631-4795, and let's find the coverage that's right for you.
When someone is kind enough to share their time with us, we better make it worth their while.
They don't want to do the, people call it the game, right?
Patrick Gaines and Terry Adams of Deary Brothers Ford talk about what here for you means to them.
You don't have to spend a half a day in our dealership to get that good competitive price. We just want to try to deliver that to you up front.
And that makes me feel good. Makes me proud.
Because that's what people want. They want a fair, honest deal.
As far as the statement here for you, we want to not just say it, but live it.
Find out what it means to you at Deary Ford in Iowa City.
You hungry? The Oxyokin's Sunday Brunch Buffet offers so many choices of fresh entrees, homemade salads, waffles, omelets made to order, pastries, three tiers of desserts, and much more. Such a great value. You can always eat out, but not every place serves an experience. Serve 9 until 2. See you this Sunday. You'll always leave happy at the Oxyokin in the heart of Amana.
The Oxyokin.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Senator Rand Paul questioning Dr. Anthony Fauci about his response to the coronavirus, his advice during the pandemic, and its origins.
You were not a detached observer. You had an institutional interest in the public believing that federally funded research had nothing to do with the pandemic. It was a conflict of interest from the very beginning.
Fauci strongly denies the accusations, but throughout the hearing, he has been pleading the fifth, saying on the advice of his lawyers. Firefighters in southwest France continue battling that uncontained wildfire as temperatures are forecast to hit 104 degrees today. Iran launching a barrage of missiles at American forces in the Middle East. The U.S. partnering with Saudi Arabia to also hit Iran-backed militias in neighboring Iraq. Oil prices jumping back up there again amid the fighting. The markets are sinking as well. Dow down 752. Federal Reserve's policy board expected this afternoon to keep interest rates steady. This is ABC News.
KCJJ Weather, brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 87 this afternoon with just a light south breeze. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 65 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 86. On Friday into Saturday, showers and thunderstorms are possible. That will cool us off. Highs on Friday and Saturday will be right around 80 by Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Temperature now 73.
From the Hertine and Stocker Studios in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making moments.
Somebody in the chat room, Hy-Vee is larger, but it's privately held. So?
It's employee owned, but what is it?
Yeah.
Why does that matter?
It doesn't matter. They can give money and put patches just like anybody else, private or public.
I had somebody send me a message. Mark Ron sent me a message, Quaker Oats suggesting
Quaker
them.
Oats.
I thought that was...
Yeah.
Are they Iowa? I mean, are they Iowa-centric enough?
Well, yeah, maybe. I mean, they could dress up in like Quaker uniforms, come out of the tunnel.
And then the players,
they could.
The players could eat oatmeal as part of their pregame meal. You like oatmeal?
I love oatmeal. I don't have it.
I
very
never
often,
understood oatmeal.
Yeah, I don't.
How about malto meal? Remember that?
I had that once.
Well, malto meal is basically grits.
Yeah.
With sugar in them, right?
Jan liked oatmeal, but then she put peanut butter in it and mixed it.
You.
Yeah, she loved it. You know, I just rather have peanut butter on some toast.
Yeah, I don't like to play games with peanut butter. Yeah, and people that get a spoon and eat peanut butter.
Well, that's
makes me bulk.
No, but I tell you, I had a peanut butter lettuce and bacon sandwich once at some place.
What are you, Elvis?
Some place down south. And it was really good.
That sounds good. What did Elvis eat? Peanut butter with
peanut butter and banana grilled.
That just sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
And I like bananas and I like I just don't eat
A lot of people put peanut butter on.
I like peanut butter. I just don't eat it much unless I'm eating like a Reese's peanut butter cup. I can't remember the last time I had it.
Or Uncrustables.
Oh yeah, but I haven't had any of those for a while. I've been trying to actually cut back on sweets a little bit. I've hardly had any sweets for a while, but no, those Uncrustables are
Well, you're
good.
Doing the chocolate ones.
Oh, well, no, my favorite are the strawberry ones. I've done all three of them. But the chocolate ones are good. I mean, they're good, but, I mean, to me, you can eat an Uncrustable with jelly and have that sort of be like breakfast. To me, chocolate's not breakfast, and that's just me. Yeah. Chocolate Uncrustable, that doesn't seem like you're eating breakfast.
I'm not a big, I know this is blasphemous, I'm not a big chocolate fan.
Well, I like chocolate, I just try not to.
I won't go out of my way to have chocolate.
I try not to eat a ton of it, because obviously it's not that good for you.
Now, if there is a jar of peanut M&Ms out there, I'll knock them back, but I'm not a...
Those mascots, they got the M&Ms are troubling, because they eat each other.
What are you talking about?
Because they're good.
The M&M, the figure.
Oh, those.
Because they taste good.
Yeah.
So they eat each other, sure.
Eating each other.
Why wouldn't you?
What the hell?
It's an a dog-eat-dog world if you're an M&M, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically.
But if they do end up doing Eric, who would you predict would get the contract? Wouldn't it be, it would be a business here in the state of Iowa, wouldn't it? Or would it not necessarily?
There are huge HVAC companies that we don't know who
industrial.
They are. It's not going to be anything like.
It's not going to be like a local.
No,
or even a statewide.
So you think it probably won't be a company from Iowa if they end up doing it?
No.
Okay. Which makes sense. I don't know who some of the big. Who are some?
Well, they're industrial, and we wouldn't know.
I think he's looking it up. Are you looking it up right now?
Largest HVAC Carrier Global, Dalkin Industries, I never heard of. Gree Electric, I've never heard of.
I haven't heard of any of these. Does it say where they're located?
Well, you've heard of Carrier, right?
Yeah.
I guess so, yes.
It's a brand like Lennox.
Yeah, but it's also, they do both.
I mean, the Carrier guy was the one who invented air conditioning.
Dalkin Industries is the biggest HVAC company in the world.
Where are they stationed out of?
That's a good question.
So it would be a company like that.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, when you see all these huge projects with, like the hospitals and big schools and stuff, typically those are pretty large HVAC groups that are taking care of.
They're in Okasha, Japan.
Okay.
Corporate offices in Waller, Texas and Plymouth, Minnesota.
I wonder if could you see possibly the company that they would end up picking to do the air conditioning might end up also being a company that they patch?
Might be.
As some type of, you scratch our back, we'll scratch yours. Some type of bargaining.
I don't know that Dalkin really promotes.
And how much do you think patching works? Like, do you think Culver's business is all of a sudden just going to double because their name's on the Wisconsin football jersey? Do you think it'll have a huge impact?
It has some.
Yeah.
Obviously, it has some or they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, NASCAR has. NASCAR's done it for almost since its inception.
Well, same with golf.
Yeah.
Golf's been doing it for years. Yeah. NASCAR and golf.
So it must
do
work.
Something or they wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And the only way they could really evaluate that is sales, right? I mean, once we started doing this patching, our sales.
Yeah, sales went up.
So, that will be interesting.
I mean, it ties you in with the team.
Yeah, yes, it does.
You know, I mean, if we could afford to do it to, even go on the damn, video screen, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Video screen ain't
with the
cheap.
Team. That time, we paid $340 to a guy, a pilot, when we were doing those unauthorized games, to fly over Kinnick with a banner, KCJJ salutes the Hawkeyes or something. And actually, I heard a lot about it.
Do you think it increased your listenership?
Yes. Listen, I could have turned two on, and it would have increased our listenership at the time. We were doing okay. We started doing okay in 96. I bought it in 94. We started doing okay and raising in 97. But the big thing happened when we turned on the transmitter and went to a real signal. I mean, that was a big change with this place.
And we all agreed that we think our estimate for air conditioning, it's interesting that we all came up with the $5 million figure right away. And it may not even be close to being right.
No, I think
it could be a lot more than that.
Yeah, I think it's low now. The more I think about it, the more I think it's low.
You know, because that's a big arena.
It's a big place.
It's a big place.
Well, it cost us, let's see, with the ductwork and everything, you know, it cost us $7,000 to $8,000 to do this place when we remodeled.
Well, just to get my ducts cleaned is going to cost me just under $1,000 just to clean them.
I mean, yeah, it's,
you know, it costs us more than that.
Either. I think we're way low on that.
But again, nothing's approved. They're just looking into
looking
it.
Looking at it.
But this discussion's been going on for years about air conditioning carbon. Yeah, this is nothing new.
This is 1,900 square feet that it costs.
But again, though, I think it would be a nice revenue stream if you get that air conditioned. You can, because it basically
they could have conferences right now. They rent out tons of other places in Cedar Rapids and Des Moines and stuff to have conferences that they could in the summer. They're having these things.
And with the parking ramp right across the street and the other one, there's plenty of parking. So, it could be a really good
source of revenue.
And, you know, these arenas, like in places like we were talking about, like Arizona State, those arenas all have air. They have to. Places like in Arizona and Florida, or you couldn't be able to be in there.
And they do stuff like concerts and seminars.
They do that as a way to make money.
Yeah, and they're going year round.
I mean, I've been one. I wish Iowa would do more concerts at Kinnick. I mean, more events at Kinnick outside of just football. And, you know, we're seeing a little bit of that. But, no, that would be an interesting way to come up with some more revenue streams. And to me, wouldn't concerts probably be the biggest source of revenue, or maybe not?
I don't know, but you have to pay so much for the bands. That's a be a moneymaker for sure.
Well, we get concerts in here that we can't get in now because
well, plus though,
don't have the size.
With bands, you're actually having people that want to come and pay money to see them, whereas with conventions and stuff, the company that's having the convention, of course, would pay to use the arena, but that's the only income because people aren't going to pay. Man, I want to go see that business convention.
You could have like Vegas has a big electronics show where they pay to get in, people pay to
get in. Then they have all these different display things that you can walk through. Kind of like, there's all different ways you can.
Well, we've done business stuff at Carver before.
Yeah, but, okay, how much? You mean business fairs and stuff? Yeah, yes. Yeah,
is Extreme Arena air conditioned?
I don't know.
Is it used during the summer?
Yeah.
So it probably is air conditioned.
It probably is.
Probably is.
But it's not near as big either.
No.
Not near. It's like maybe 1/4 the size of Carver.
Yeah.
But
no, it is air conditioned now that I think about it.
What kind of stuff do they host during the summer?
Well, they just had a 3-on-3 hockey thing 2 weeks ago.
And they have basketball courts and they have high school.
Oh, events. They have stuff going on all the time.
All the time.
Then it must be air-conditioned.
And concerts.
Yeah, I would think
it
so.
It must be air-conditioned.
Yeah.
I wonder if Hilton Coliseum is air-conditioned.
I don't know. I imagine.
Hilton, do they have a lot of I've been to a couple concerts at Hilton, but it's been years.
No, they do.
But don't they have C.Y. Stevens right next to it?
Yeah, but how big is that?
I don't know what C.Y. Stevens holds.
I thought that was a smaller.
Is it like maybe 3,000-4,000?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Okay. Keep in mind, I've got the microphone on this thing turned off. Okay. But I was looking over those, you know, air conditioning places and everything. Uh-huh. So I just said, is Hilton? And it comes up, is Hilton Coliseum air conditioned?
They're eavesdropping.
Basically.
So what's the answer?
Thinking, yes, it is air conditioned.
How about the Knapp Center in Des Moines? Look up that one. My guess is that probably is.
I would guess.
It's not very big. It's a newer arena. Have you been in there, Tom?
Yeah.
It's a nice arena.
It is. Very nice.
I really like it. I think it's perfect size.
It is. That's okay. Where Amy graduated.
Oh, that's
was
right.
In the Knapp
Center. See, I graduated at Vets. That's auditorium. Is it air conditioned?
I would doubt it. Wouldn't you?
That's where we had our graduation was Vets, and I remember it was hot. That's where we had our high school graduation, too. I don't know. What is Vets used for now? Do we know? I've heard like farm, like what Captain was taught, conventions and stuff like that. And, of course, what's the convention center out in Coralville? Obviously, that's air-conditioned. You know where they do Fry Fest?
At the hotel.
The River Landing. Yeah, the convention center. I know that's air-conditioned.
Yes, the renovated facility, now known as Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center.
That's Vets?
Yes. Is fully climate controlled with modern heating, ventilation, and air conditioning.
Okay, that's a big arena. I mean, if somebody spent some serious money for that. What's it called now?
It's called Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center.
Okay.
Is that one of those private equity deals?
So I'm assuming that company spent a lot of money for that title.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
But then you look for their website and it comes up there.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of great stuff at Vets Auditorium, played there. I mean, that was a staple in my childhood. We used to have season tickets to the Drake men's games when my mom worked there. Spent a lot of time in Vets Auditorium. And I used to love remember in the state tournament, you'd have the flashing lights for the teams that were playing. I always thought that was cool. And I like Wells Fargo, too, don't get me wrong. But there's something about Vets that just, I have an attachment to it.
People change these names, and I wonder how much that really helps.
Oh, that's right. It's not Wells Fargo anymore. It's the Casey Center.
Yeah, and I wonder how much,
That's what I just asked. Do you think that's helped their business? Do you go to Casey's more now that it's named after?
No, not at all. No.
And it doesn't make the one.
No, but it helps with brand recognition.
But it doesn't make the one near me.
It does with that, but I mean, in the Quad Cities, it started out as the Mark, and then it changed to the Tax Slayer.
Tax Slayer.
And then it changed to this. And
Look at bowl games.
And people still called it the Marks.
I still call it the Mark.
I do, too.
And people still call this, no matter what they say, you go to the Sycamore Mall.
Yeah, I still call
Nobody
it Sycamore
calls
Mall.
It the Marketplace.
No.
Nobody. You know, nope. I mean, it just, I wonder how much, the Five Seasons Center. It's not nobody.
What's
goes,
it now? Powerhouse.
I'm going to the powerhouse.
No,
wasn't it prior? No. Wasn't it the U.S. Cellular Center at one point?
It was at one point. That
I still
too.
Call it the Five Seasons Center.
Yeah,
then people know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how much it really matters to have your name on this stuff.
Let's say Carver Hawkeye's name changes somewhere down the line. It's still going to be called Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Yeah.
Same with Kinnick. Now, I don't think Kinnick will ever change its name just because.
No,
because of who
no
involves.
I don't think it, but I mean.
They may add a sponsorship to it. I hope they don't. But again, money's money.
Yeah, I just don't understand some of it.
But does the fact that it's named the Casey Center in Des Moines now, does that make you want to go into the Casey's near where I live more than you used to?
No.
You think it makes that place any less crazy?
No. No, I mean, I don't want to go. Listen. I went in there one. I came out of Midtown. I said to Jen, "I want to get a snack," and I went in there and I couldn't find the snacks because of the liquor.
They're four aisles in by the. You just got to walk. They're easy to find. They're just not the first thing you see.
No,
the liquor is the first.
Well, you
thing
walk
you see.
Straight ahead at the one on Broadway, and there's cigarettes, lottery, and booze.
Yeah,
is what it is.
Yes.
Then you go to your doctor and they tell you don't partake in any of those things.
It's the seven deadly sins. They might as well change the name to
Seven
Casey
Deadly Sins.
Seven Deadly Sins. Hello.
Okay, the theory behind advertising naming rights is every time there's an event, that official name is always used. So a televised event is always going to use from the Casey Center.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just multiple brand impressions.
Yeah.
Like free.
Of course.
No, I get you. I'm just wondering, how much does that work is what I want. What kind of impact? It must have an impact because a lot of people are doing it. I mean, is there a way to measure the impact?
No. It's like any other brand. I mean, you can take surveys and you know whatever those are worth. But it's like any other major brand advertising. You want multiple impressions across multiple touch points.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they feel like it's worth it. Personally, I think it's a lot of times it's just the ego of somebody in the company.
Sure it is.
Hey, let's put our name put our name on some stadium. But I mean, that's the theory of what they're using behind it.
Okay,
and
that makes sense.
You know, at some point, you know, Kinnick, it's going to be named something Kinnick Stadium. And, you know, hopefully it's the University of Iowa Hospitals or some entity like that instead of, you know, Bruce Rastatter's Port.
Or the Elon Musk Stadium.
Yeah, Elon Musk.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
I mean, come on, make me gag.
I know, but
it is coming.
Oh, sure it is.
Some variation of that.
It is.
That would be depressing.
It is.
I get it. You got to have money.
It's finances.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Well, I don't even like Mediacom Court.
Yeah. Cheerio, guys.
Okay.
Because, you know, with Hawk Fanatic, I've had, when I'm talking to potential advertisers, a question they'll ask me, okay, if I buy your ad, how am I going to know what kind of impact it's having? I don't know.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi. I'm kind of surprised this hadn't come up yet because it's an interesting thought. Okay, Ohio State sold their logo patch $17 million a year, right?
Yeah.
The whole Big 12 sold naming rights to their football games for $20 million to Monster Energy Drink. You have to refer to them as the big, like, this is Big Monster Energy Drink Big 12 football. Like, the announcers have to say that.
Wow. That's awful.
All the games will be sponsored by Monster Energy.
Okay, so who owns Monster Energy?
I don't know. Mr. Monster?
A big Herman
Monster?
Maybe Yum Brands, maybe?
Fred Gwynn, even though he's dead.
By the way, Louisville, you mentioned Louisville. They now have an arena called the KFC Yum Center.
Uh-huh. Is that Freedom Hall?
That's what used to be. Either it used to be Freedom Hall or they built a new one, but that's where they play now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's still the same arena. But to me,
It might be.
But to me, it will always be Freedom Hall.
Well, yeah, yeah. Like you said, the Five Seasons.
It is owned by the publicly traded Monster Beverage Company, held by public stockholders and Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Coca-Cola. So, there you go. That's all I need to know.
Well, Coca-Cola is another company that you could see on someone's patch. Someday.
Oh,
well, don't they sponsor some stuff at Kinnick? They have a lot of signage and stuff there.
They do have a lot of signage there. I could see Coca-Cola on the pad someday.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be interesting if they do go forward with this air conditioning, if they work out if there's some type of trade involved to lower the cost. Okay, you give us this exposure. Because don't you agree that whoever does get that project, their name will be all over the arena?
Yeah, but I don't.
You know, no, not necessarily.
Not necessarily. But you'll see it at least somewhere.
But the three companies, other than Carrier, which, you know, because they actually push brands.
Well, don't
they
originate in the United States too? Carrier?
Yeah. But other than them, the other two companies,
they don't have
any public, I never heard of them, and they don't do any public promotion.
Well, the one you mentioned was from Japan. I mean,
and they're going to have, you know, 50 subcontractors doing the renovation work at Kinnick. You know, it's going to, or not Kinnick, but Carver.
Carver. Yeah,
so, no, it's not.
Yeah, I don't think that HVAC, I don't think that's a possibility. You know,
hello.
Hi, is Caitlin Clark considered an Iowa company?
Yeah, but she's only worth about $25 million, so that isn't even going to cover the air conditioning, probably.
It's not going to cover a vent.
I think the last time we looked her up, she was only worth $7 million, but we all agreed that that's too low.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
Let's give her a few more years to amass some...
A few more 30-point games like last night.
And she'll have to have Connor's blessing, of course.
But theoretically, could Nike not pay for like a patch on the football uniforms and like make it a Caitlin Clark patch.
Well, yeah,
Nike's they, spending the money.
Yes,
to do
yes,
it.
They could.
Yeah, yeah, sure, they could.
Yeah. Have the Caitlin figure and then a swoosh. Yeah, yeah, sure, they could.
Yeah.
What about Hawk Fanatic on that patch?
Yeah, what about?
I got to discuss it with my financial backers if we could do something like that.
Well, I
Hawk Fanatic slash KCJJ, just the two conglomerates join forces to be on the patch. That would be But yeah, that's the sign of the times. I don't necessarily like the way things are going, but there's no turning back. It's just corporate business is intertwining with college sports now, just like it is professional sports. And again, there's no turning back. It's going to be funny seeing that Culver's patch on those Wisconsin jerseys. And maybe I could see myself, Iowa plays Wisconsin. Maybe I'll leave the stadium and go get a Culver's hamburger since it's fresh in my mind after the game from seeing the Culver's patch. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah. Well, you got to have a good product, too.
And Culver's is a good product.
It is.
I've never had a problem with Culver's.
No, it's very good.
The only thing I haven't liked at Culver's is their walleye fish sandwich, gooey and greasy.
Yeah.
But their cod one's great.
Yeah. No, if you got a good product, there have been companies that have tried tons of promotion, but if it isn't good, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Yeah, eventually, you have to have a quality product.
Yeah.
So and again, I think Culver's is a quality product.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what about Five Guys? I wonder what they would charge. Hell, they charge $20 for a hamburger. What would they charge for a patch? I like Five Guys, but we've talked about it before. It is so overpriced.
I don't think it's that good.
I think it's okay. I mean, I don't think it's any better than Smashburger
that we had
the other day.
No.
And it's very similar, and the fries are... But it's way, I mean, that stuff we ordered that day, Tom, that was less than $10.
Yeah.
Now at deal Five Guys, I don't even know if that would buy you a hamburger for $10.
No.
It's like $17, $18 for a combo meal.
Yeah. $15, $16.
And yet they must be selling because
Well, it's there and they got people that go, I mean.
Somebody once told me, well, they got Five Guys they have to pay who own the business. So obviously
I've only ever seen four people in five guys behind the counter. Where's the fifth guy? Let's see.
Five Guys was going to put their patch on the Nebraska basketball team, but they only had four for a big play against Iowa, so they decided not to. Yeah.
There you go. Tom, I like how you're intertwining sports with the business here.
There you go.
But no, I've eaten at Five Guys.
Cheeseburgers at Five Guys, it varies by location, it says, but cheeseburgers are $11 to $13.
That's a lot of money for a hamburger.
It
and
is,
then fries are
for
like
that hamburger.
Does it include fries?
No.
No.
No, it's all a la carte. Fries are probably three
fries
or four.
Are 4 to 7.
And then a drink?
Does it give drinks?
$4 to $7 for fries?
Shakes are $4 to $6.
Now the fries if you can order at Smashburger,
okay,
can order
soda drinks. Are between $2.49 and $3.32.
Well, the Five Guy or the Smashburger that just opened, they've got you can get just an order of fries, and it's a big order for $3. It's a huge order. I mean, it's almost enough for lunch itself, just the fries.
I just don't like fries that well.
I like good fries. I like good fries
unless it's like thin like Freddy's.
I love Freddy's.
Where they're hot and crispy.
I love Freddy's, but I also like Culver's crinkle fries.
I don't like crinkle fries.
Yeah, I like them. Five Guys, they're okay. But no, the fries we got that first day, Tom, are different than the fries they're serving there now. I don't know if they just didn't have them.
Well, I'll try that place again. Ann hasn't tried it yet.
I've been there that one time when you were there, and then I've been there twice for French fries.
I thought the burger was really
good. Yeah, I was fine.
Was delicious.
I was okay with everything. Plus, it was like $8.75.
I did have to wait for 20 minutes.
We did too.
Okay, is that still the case?
Well, for fries, no. And see, I haven't had a burger since then. The two times I've gone in for fries, it was literally a minute and a half. And the second time I went in there, I'm glad because the air wasn't working. And I almost turned around because it was hot as hell in there, and I felt sorry for them. But they got them up to me right away, and that ended up being my lunch. There were enough French fries to where I was full, and it was for $3.
I remember when Village Inn, the air conditioner broke, and they had a sign, "Enter at your own risk." And we walked in there just to see how warm it was, and it was awful. And the woman behind the podium or whatever it is, she was just, she goes.
And see that sweat's dripping into the food. It's just sickening.
She said, "I'm sorry, but there's only two people that are working here, and
To me, you're almost better shutting it down under those types of circumstances for the day.
You know, she had to be there, and I felt so bad for her.
Where was this?
This was a Village Inn a few years ago.
Is that where Tommy Morrison punched the guy, or was that Country Kitchen? You remember that, Tommy? Yes. It was at one of them. Tommy Morrison, remember when he was in Iowa, he accused the guy of staring at him, and he decked him, and he got arrested here. This was years ago. Tommy Morrison.
I think it was at Country Kitchen.
He's dead. He died of AIDS. He was in that Rocky Five. My God, that was the worst Rocky, where they fought in the alley. Remember that one?
I made it to Rocky Two, and that was it.
Rocky Three was Mr. T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Mr. T.
Okay, then I made it through Rocky.
Who was Dolph? What's his name? Dolph Lundgren?
Rocky Four.
Four?
That was four.
Okay, so I saw that.
I didn't see that. I didn't see him, and I didn't see the fifth.
I don't recall seeing Rocky in an alley.
No, that's where he fought Tommy Morrison in an alley after. He had helped Tommy Morrison move up the ranks as his manager, and then Tommy betrayed him by going with the guy who's played the character that was basically a Don King spinoff. And then out of disloyalty, they ended up fighting in the alley, and Rocky beat him. Rocky Five.
Da-da-da.
So what?
Da-da-da.
I like Mr. T.
Was he the
Shut
one?
Shut up, fool!
Pity the fool.
pity the fool.
So what sequel was worse, Jaws or Rocky? Jaws 2 was okay, but it was a big dive down from the previous.
No, it wasn't.
Way too much focus on the kids out on their little sailboats, but. Which one of those do you think became worse as it evolved?
I can't remember them.
Jaws
well
3 was the one with Louis Gossett, and it was then there was Jaws the Revenge. I mean, the original Jaws is one of my favorite movies. It was actually on the
Jaws
other
Jaws was good.
Oh, it's classic. That's one of my top 10 movies of all time.
Jaws the Revenge.
Jaws the Revenge.
Well, there was Jaws 3D. Remember that one?
That was terrible too.
How ridiculous.
Rocky 2 was okay, but when they got Mr. T, that's when they should have just stopped. But why is he going to stop? He made tons of money on them.
The next one's going to be Rocky Mountain Oysters.
But Rocky the original was great.
It was.
That was a great movie. I remember seeing it at a theater when I was like 11, 12 years old. And what do you like better, the original Rocky or the original Jaws, if you had to pick one? I'd say Jaws.
I would too.
I'd give it a slight advantage over Rocky.
Maybe a large advantage.
And part of it with Jaws was the acting. I mean,
the
Robert
worst
Shaw.
Sequel ever was Caddyshack.
Well, I never really liked the original, so I never saw. What was the second one called? Caddyshack 2?
Yeah, with Jackie Mason, and it was horrendous. God, it was bad.
What about the Sharknado?
I made it through Sharknados are. It was the same movie.
I thought Lethal Weapons evolved okay.
Yeah.
I thought one was good. I thought two was my favorite, the one with the South Africans.
Yeah.
I thought three was good.
No, the South Africans one was the best.
That was the best one, I thought.
Yeah.
And then the one, four, was probably my least favorite, but it was still the one with, you know, the Chinese gangs and what have you. I thought that one held its own throughout the evolution of the series.
Now, the first one. Go ahead.
Well, first two Terminators were the second.
I never saw
Terminator.
I did see the second. Yeah, okay.
The saddest sequel I remember was the Water Horse sequel where they filmed it in the winter and he froze.
The frozen horse?
Oh, it was terrible. He died.
He's just like,
Never did see a sequel to The Water Horse, and I think you could have. I mean, that would have been one that would have been interesting.
Where he vomits up the dog.
Yeah. But now, again, the little kid in that movie, he got out of acting shortly after that. That was one of the last things he did. Alex Etil was his name. But yeah, I would have been interesting to see a sequel to that, but I think it's better left alone.
The kid in The Sopranos, AJ?
Yeah. Is he a professional gambler now?
Yeah, he got out of acting, and he's like a very successful professional gambler like Gabe Kaplan. Gabe Kaplan he made more money gambling than he ever made out of Cotter or any of those.
What about Fast Break?
He made more
Fast
money.
Fast Break was a cash cow.
Yeah, well, he made it. Yeah, sure was.
Did you ever see Fast Break?
Yes.
Classic.
Yeah, it was on USA Up All Night. One of
the greatest comedies ever made.
Yeah.
The best scene was when Bernard King starts eating all the marijuana because the cop car's coming up from behind him and he's shoving it in his mouth. Then the cop car just drives right by him. Have you ever seen Fast Break, Tom?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't see Tom being a Fast Break.
Couldn't tell you.
I'd get back from...
Oh, you'd remember it if you saw it.
I get back from doing remotes and crap, and Shane would still be up, and we'd watch USA up all night. They had all those damn really
bad movies.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, Fast Break has always had a special place in my heart. I don't know why.
It was on plenty on USA.
Bernard King played Hustler. That was his character.
Yeah.
And Rhonda Bates, that was maybe, she was at her zenith then. Wouldn't you say she was at her best in Fast Break, Captain?
You guys have talked about Rhonda Bates 20 times. I still have no idea who the hell she
is. Remember when you looked her up and they described her as gangly? And
yeah.
She's an institution, Tom.
Sure she is.
And she's not limited to just Fast Break. That was just one of her many accomplishments as an actress.
Rhonda Bates.
But we've said before, too, I think the best evolution is from Rocky 1 to Rocky, or not, Godfather 1 to Godfather 2.
You would recognize her.
You'd recognize her, Tom. Yeah, she's been in a little...
From what?
Oh.
Just from a ton.
Let me hear from her
I mean, she's been in, like, the Love... She did stuff like Love Boat. You watched Love Boat, didn't you? She was in stuff like that.
Off and on. Yeah, okay. Maybe I would.
I think they described her as gangly, toothy.
Yeah, she was in Don Rickles' sitcom CPO Sharky.
Okay, didn't see that.
Blansky's Beauties.
Didn't see that.
Roller Girls.
Didn't see that.
Fast Break.
Didn't see that.
She was in the film Roadie with co-starring Meatloaf.
Didn't see that.
And... Roadie starring Meatloaf and comedy legend Art Carney.
Wow.
Comedy legend.
Okay, haven't seen her yet.
She just quit acting at 40.
So that was the extent of her.
She had nothing else to prove, and she was already sitting on a gold mine. She was
so
done.
I never saw her in anything.
Well, she was a legend.
There you go.
And but didn't she do stuff like Love Boat and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I thought I remember seeing her.
She was in a ton of TV shows.
Well, let's hear them.
Well,
you said CPO Sharky, which I didn't see.
That's all they had on Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
Let me look.
I never saw CPO Sharky.
Rhonda Bates.
Was William Shatner in that? What was the one he did, Shatner, where he was TJ? That's right, TJ. And wasn't that Heather Locklear was on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tour of Duty, Harry O.
No.
Harry O.
No.
What was Harry O?
David Jansen.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I haven't seen those.
That was after The Fugitive,
keep
obviously.
Keep going.
Maybe she wasn't on the Love Boat.
Police Story, Hooperman.
Oh, remember Police Story? I remember
that.
No. I remember that series. I didn't watch it much.
Yeah, Hooperman.
I don't remember Hooperman.
That was Norm.
Remember Night Gallery?
Norm MacDonald.
Yes. If she was on Night Gallery, I may have seen her on
there. She was on Night Gallery, Evening Shade.
Evening Shade. I remember that. I didn't watch it, though.
Vegas.
No. That,
Love Boat.
Okay.
Pleasure Cove.
I saw a few Love Boats, so I may have seen her on that. But for the most part, these are not the kind of movies that I... Or TV shows that I would watch.
Me either. I mean, I...
Night Gallery.
I did watch Night Gallery.
I did watch.
I did watch Night Gallery. I remember as a little kid, it's scaring the hell out of me at times. Because that was like early 70s, wasn't it? Night Gallery?
Yeah.
It was Rod Serling.
Rod Serling, yeah.
Yeah. What is she best known for?
Fast Break.
Roadie, Harry O, and Police Story.
What? I've never heard of Roadie. I've heard of those other two, but I've never heard of Roadie.
I never did either.
All right, for my last act on Hawk Fanatic today, I'm going to look at a picture of Rhonda Bates. Was it with an H, R-H-O-N-D-A?
Yeah, R-H-O-N-D-A Bates. So she's been out of acting for like 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
Is she still alive?
Yeah.
She looks like Harpo Marx.
Yeah. Okay, I can see.
But the description on the internet, it was gangly, toothy.
Yeah. She is toothy. I'll give her that.
So does the face, does it look familiar to you? Didn't she do commercials too?
Yeah.
You know.
She is 77 years old.
Maybe vaguely familiar.
She is 6'2".
Oh, I didn't realize she was that tall.
Yeah. And you know something? Her recent pictures, she looks a lot better.
She's older. She's aged well?
Real well.
Good for her. Maybe she just needed to get out of the stress of all that heavy acting.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks really good.
Yeah, she looks fine.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen her work much, but...
No, but she looks better.
Why don't
she looks better at 77 than she looks...
I agree.
At 27.
Yeah.
How long do you think Tom and Ann would last through Fast Break, Captain?
About a minute and a half.
Well, you know, I mean... There's some sports movies that are
great. Well, you watch Sharknado.
Yeah,
but that was just so ridiculous.
Well,
that...
some would say the same thing about Fast Break.
No, Sharknado was just...
Sharknado was ridiculous.
I never saw any of those
things. The one scene that really got me is...
The shark coming out of the water hose on the lawn?
Well, that was the second one.
Must have been a small shark.
No, the first... The
full-size shark.
That was the second
one. How'd it fit in the hose?
The first...
Sharknado, Pat. Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, the first one, the house is flooding, okay? And so they're running through the water and everything. The house is filling up. And then they open up the door and go outside, and it's completely
And it's sunny.
Dry. Yeah, completely dry.
Yeah, it has some continuity issues. I'll give you that.
How many of those did they make?
Like... Three or four. Yeah.
So they must have made some money.
Oh, God.
Hell yes.
Yeah, it was on USA did it.
I'm guessing it appealed to like teenagers and that
age
group.
What was the blonde actress, Tara Reid?
Yeah.
She kind of revived her...
with Sharknado.
Her career with Sharknado.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I've heard of her.
Yeah, Sharknado. Oh, God, there were six of them.
Jesus.
I gave up the ghost after two, I think.
Yeah, they had Ian Ziering from 90210, Tara Reid.
It wasn't...
John Hurd. You know who
John Hurd, H-U-R-T? Yeah, he was in Midnight Express.
Oh, he's in a ton of stuff. He was in it.
But no Rhonda Bates, though.
No Rhonda Bates.
Rhonda Bates was not in Midnight Express.
No Tommy Morrison.
No, there's people I recognize, but I never heard of them.
Well, they're not A-listers. I mean, in all fairness, it's Sharknado. Right?
How much did actors get paid for Sharknado?
I'll bet Tara Reid got a solid...
How many was she in?
She got killed in one of them, didn't she?
Yeah.
By the shark?
I'll bet she made a million.
She made $175,000. Ian Ziering, who was in a ton of Warner Brothers stuff, made $500,000.
And that was because of his
success. Well, that's still pretty good scratch.
Is that because of his success with that 90210, which I never watched? Did you ever watch that?
Nope.
I never watched
it. My son watched it 1 year. I remember him watching
it. Wasn't that on about the same time as like Baywatch, which I never watched?
Baywatch is one of the most successful.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not. I just never watched it.
I never got it. I don't get it.
Wasn't that Pamela Anderson?
Yeah.
That was kind of what launched her.
But I don't understand why that was.
Wasn't that David Hasselhoff?
Yeah.
Lang, were you a big Baywatch fan?
No, I wanted to correct you on Sharknado. The Tara Reid character actually died multiple times. One time they brought her back by going back in time.
She's like Jesus.
And one time they rebuilt her as a cyborg.
Oh.
So come on, guys.
Oh, sorry, Tommy.
Come on. We were strive for accuracy. So
she rose from the dead to save us from our sins? Is that what she did?
Good for Tara.
I didn't know there were six of them. Jesus.
Well, they didn't cost a lot to make.
No. Oh, no.
Okay, what would cost more, to make those Sharknados or to put air conditioning in?
Air conditioning.
Carver.
Yeah. They just went and rented people's houses. You know, okay. In neighborhoods.
Okay.
They didn't even build sets for the damn
thing. Oh, no. Air conditioning in Carver would probably be a lot more.
And we've all erased our $5 million prediction. We're up. I'm going to say somewhere between 15 and 25
million. I'm going to say 30.
Okay. You're one-upping me. And but I'm if that price say, is right, you would lose if you could
I'm going to say,
if the guy falls,
I'm going to say only right. 10 million.
No.
Was Sharknado the movie you saw where they're in the living room and it floods and they're up like 5 feet and their head's sticking out?
Yeah.
They escape out the front door and it's dry as a bone outside.
And sun is shining, yes.
So why was there only water in their house?
Well, yes, Mr. Continuity, that's what we're talking
about. They
had to
get the sharks in the house.
Well, how did the sharks get to the house if everything outside was dry?
Well, they got in through the plumbing.
Yeah.
They came in through the faucets and stuff.
Okay.
Came up through the... In the bath?
Serious. You're trying to...
Make sense out of it?
Yeah. And okay. You can't.
I've had a full-grown shark come out of a hose, Pat.
Well, the hose bubbled up, remember? It showed the hose bubbling up.
Yes.
When I post this to, like, your website and Spotify, should I include the Sharknado talk in the description of the episode?
No, just include air conditioning. Right, we can
air conditioning and Sharknado.
Hello.
Hey, Cap. Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
It's a longboat. You're talking about sharks.
Yeah. I never did see a shark when I was down there, Paul. I saw a couple alligators.
They're up in New York right now.
You're what?
They're up in New York.
Oh,
East
yeah.
Coast now.
Yeah, they get that. They get up there. Yeah.
Well, up in New York, the Jets and the Sharks are up there.
There you go. West Side Story.
Yeah. But,
I mean, New Jersey had some famous shark encounters. That's what inspired Jaws.
Yeah.
What happened in New Jersey back in like 1920 or what have you. So.
Those were good movies.
What, the Jaws?
God, I forget his name. Very good actor.
Richard Dreyfuss, Robert Shaw.
You betcha, cowboy.
The satellite is just...
All right, well, thanks for the call, cowboy.
What's the other guy? I can't remember his name. The guy who played Sergeant Brody. He's dead now. What's his name, an actor? God, I can't believe I can't remember it. What's that? Roy Scheider.
Oh, yeah.
But Robert Shaw was great in that movie.
Yes, he was.
He was incredible. He was a great actor. Boy, he died way too soon. He died of a heart attack, I think, in like 1978.
Okay.
So, but, well, we cover everything.
And more.
And like I said, I'll let you know when I get Mr. Hughes, when I book him. It's going to hopefully be maybe next Monday or Wednesday. He'll call in and we'll have him on and just let him state his case and then Souter can argue with him. Are you going to?
Well, I don't agree with him.
Yeah, that'll go over well.
Of course, maybe if I read the book, I would change my mind. But 27 to 10 loss. I would say is definitive.
Well, let's see. What did Minnesota finish in 1960? Let's look that up before we... I'm going to look that up. Well, no, we'll discuss it later. I don't want to make...
Well, they might have lost one to somebody.
Well, they did. Obviously, they did, or there really wouldn't be an argument. You know, and Minnesota back then was... They were kind of like the Alabama of football back in the 50s. And I mean, they were huge.
Well, even before that, they
were in the
30s great.
And 40s. Yeah. I mean, they were the ones who... I mean, what was his name? Bernie Beeman? Who was the coach for them?
Bernie Beerman.
Wasn't he the coach during all the Ozzie Simmons stuff and the Florida Rosedale, all that stuff?
Yeah, I think.
I mean, they were a national power, but.
Oh, no, they were the best.
They were Nebraska before Nebraska.
Like, even better.
Yeah, but yeah.
I think they've got like five national championships.
Yeah, but none since 1961.
Yeah.
Or 60 or 61. So, but.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, everybody. Coming up is Police Reports with Tommy Lang and Captain Steve. HawkFanatic.com. Check it out. It's free.